Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Cindy Sansom Rapp, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships, and Confessions of Reluctant Long Island Psychic. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an artist, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice who will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, here we are, and it does look like Nicole is here, so... Let's get, she was here a minute ago, but you're here now?
Yes, because I was trying to log into the host line, and you had already taken that line, so I had to hang up, and I had to go to the other one, so.
Okie doke. So you're here. Okay. It's so funny. I was like, I'm just going to say she's here as always, because I have a funny feeling she'll be here by the time I finish the spiel. You know? So that was good. How's everything going your way?
Well, I'm dealing with a little bit of drama, but other than that,
pretty
okay.
What does that mean, a little bit of drama?
Well, I've been helping out Lisa's mother, trying to reconcile her mom's estate. Which was also the same estate that, you know, was in her father's name, you know, when he passed in 2017. So now that both of them are gone, you know, there's a lot of paperwork. There's a lot of things, you know, that you have to be aware of when you're taking care of somebody's estate. And Lucille has a brother who was completely estranged. You know, I mean, the guy didn't call his mother since probably about 2018, and she just passed this year. And one of the attorneys contacted him to let him know that, you know, there was a trust and that, you know, he was part of it. And he called the attorney today completely irate, wanting to know where his money was. So didn't care for the woman when she was alive, but now is you know, kind of hemming and hawing about where his money is. And he's pretty much not going to like the fact that, you know, he's getting less than everybody else because he wasn't around. And so I've just been helping Lisa, you know, Lisa's mom deal with that. And then Lisa's sister is having some issues that I helped her out with the kids today for. And so, yeah, I've been dealing with a couple of family things and, you know, stuff like that.
Okie dokie. So, you know, this is nothing new that we're hearing on this show because, you know, when it comes to estates, you know, you argue over a teapot. And,
oh, yeah, absolutely,
you know,
absolutely.
And oftentimes people just don't even talk about, you know, they even talk with each other when it's all over with. So,
you know,
what Lisa's grandma just came through to say is she's not happy about that, but she will do everything she can to help you guys. So,
Jen.
She's there. She sees it. You know, she's not happy. You know, what can I tell you? The woman, you know, knows the story. And
mm-hmm.
Don't let it get you upset or, you know, what I mean. Just stick with the facts. Do what you got to do. Because what happens
Absolutely.
Is people want to aggravate us and they want to get us all uptight so we want to do whatever they want because we just don't want to have to deal with them. No, if it takes, you know, a year to do it, so what? Just don't even think about
well,
it.
Well, also keep in mind, Cindy, too, that he had a son, you know, from his first marriage, And he completely abandoned that son and went on to his second marriage with the woman that he's with now. And they had two kids together, and he wound up being father to these two other kids. And he left his first son out to dry. You know, he has zero relationship with him, you know, wasn't part of his wedding, didn't so much as send a gift to his wedding, you know, has absolutely nothing to do with his first son. So what happened was, when all of it was said and done, his son was obviously not cut out, you know, but his, you know, his half siblings were, because they didn't so much as say, they didn't know who, you know, Lisa's grandparents were. You know, they never called to say, they received birthday cards and presents and everything else throughout the years, and they never once called to even say thank you, you know. So, you know, I'm sure that this is going to be a point of contention, but what had happened was, because Lucille now is responsible for telling the family all of this, because, you know, because everybody is in the will, or who's in the will, he basically said the same thing. He's like, you know what, don't be upset about it, because then you're giving him what he wants. Don't let, you know, let his aggravation and his anger be your joy. You know, don't let his anger bleed onto you and infect you, because that's what he wants. You know, so he kind of said the same thing there.
So,
and, you know,
I'm telling
people
you, he heard it from, you know, Lisa's grandma. Okay. Like,
yep.
These things are messages that you've heard twice now. Okay. Delivered
yep.
from her to different people. So remember, with narcissists, they want to get
oh,
in
yeah.
your head. Remember, we've
yep.
been talking about recently, and I'll reiterate it because people didn't listen to it on a past show. There are two kinds of empaths. We always think of empaths as being like a good, you know, it's not, a, you know, it's both a blessing and a curse, because you feel energies. And so it can sometimes make you nervous because you're feeling all those energies. So if you're a good kind of empath, like Lucy is, you know, your wife's mother, you're going to
mm-hmm.
feel that bad energy, and it's going to go in, and you go like an electric shock. And we just want that
oh,
to
yeah,
end.
For sure.
We try to, like, we try to stop everything because we don't feel that. But there's another kind of empath, which is her brother. He's like
mm-hmm.
the Putin kind of empath. They're sadists.
Oh, yeah.
They want to cause you pain. So
yep.
they know exactly what they're doing. So we can
oh, yeah.
give these people that kind of power. We need to, yes, feel it. They're trying to make me squirm and aggravate it and make me not be able to, you know, just do what I need to do. No, we need to recognize what he's up to, feel it, and then say, well, it's not my problem. It's going to take as long as it takes to release this money. I have to do it properly. There are things that have to be done, and that's it. Okay,
yep.
So, again, in doing that, it's just it's taking away their power.
Yep.
And it's
absolutely.
No fun to keep doing it. If it doesn't bother you, it's like when we were little kids, we knew if someone was kind of bullying us, chasing us after with a slug, and here, hold a slug, and if we screamed, acted crazy, they keep doing it. When my brothers
yep.
used to do that to me, one day I just said, put the slug in my hand. And they put the slug in my hand, and I just looked at them, and they left, and had no power over me, and they never slugged me again, okay, with that.
Exactly.
So, we knew this as a child. We forget when it's psychological things that people are doing. So, you
yep.
know, there's going to be a lot of people. There's probably not going to be any person on this earth who isn't going to have to be dealing with an estate, either the one
mm-hmm.
that's the executor of it or involved with it. And be prepared for people bullying you. Be prepared for people wanting more than their share. Be prepared
oh, yeah.
for people coming out of the woodwork that you never heard and shaking you down for the money faster than you're supposed to distribute it. And they don't understand
yep.
why you can't do this. For one thing, if you know,
oh,
like
yeah,
in
completely.
New York, with the state of New York watching, we have everything
oh, yeah.
watching, and it has to be handled
mm-hmm.
properly. And at the end, some money has to be held back. Maybe it's only $10,000 you hold back, but when my parents both died close together, I had to hold some money back for a little while because I don't know
of
what bills may come in after. You
exactly,
know, the,
and you're responsible in New York State. Yeah, you're responsible 80. For the bills until 7 months. They have seven. Any creditors have 7 months to come out of the woodwork with whatever with a bill. So, and if they contact you prior to 7 months, whether you pay it or not, you can't just ignore it and, you know, wait for month eight and say, oh, sorry, I'm not paying this. Like, it doesn't work that way. All they have to do is contact you to let you know that there's a balance with 7 months from the date of death, and you have to pay that. It's the law. Like, there, you know, and there are tax ramifications that you have to think about too, and you have to withhold money from for taxes as well.
Because you have to pay
you
the
know?
Taxes.
Exactly.
And so if they
you know,
have to
so
wait a year, until all this is taken care of.
Yep.
And it's not that,
exactly.
You know, someone wants to hold back the money, but also if you give it all out and then a bill comes for $5,000, you think you're going to get $5,000 back from people? Oh, no, we spent it.
Exactly.
You're
going to
be stuck
paying. Everybody's going to kick in and give you their short share? No. Lucille will be stuck holding the bag there, and that's not fair. So, you know, she's doing the right thing, and she has always done the right thing when it comes to this. And the one good thing about the way that everything went down was the fact that the last change in the will was in 2017. So this guy can't come along and say, oh, well, she kept my mother from me. My mother wasn't in her sound mind, because Nanny didn't start losing her mind until September of last year. You know, so September 2022 is when she was when she was diagnosed with onset dementia. And by January, she was really losing a lot of time. But her will and her estate and the percentages as they stand in the trust and in the state and in the will were all changed in 2017.
Right. So,
you know, so they were changed 6 years ago, long before her mental deficit, you know, so he doesn't have a leg to stand on. He's just going to make it difficult because he can.
Because they think
and
if
at
they
the end of the day,
enough.
He's not going to get anything because it is what it is, you know.
Right. Because people think if they squeak enough and bitch enough, you will give them money. And in my younger days, I probably would have just given them the more money because I didn't want to hear it. I don't want to feel the empath enough. But I learned that's wrong. Okay, like just because they scream and they bitch and ambush you for it doesn't mean you have to give it, okay? And so, you know, again, old souls tend to say money doesn't matter, but all we do is work. So if money doesn't matter, why are you working your life away? So think about it before you hand over more money.
Well, they've already taken care of that because, quite honestly, Nanny, after Poppy died, Nanny wanted to cut him out of the will entirely. She said, he's not around. He's not with me for my life. Why am I going to want him here after I'm gone? She wanted to cut him out. And I put her in touch with an elder care attorney, somebody that specializes in elder care. And basically, you know, with this, he's a very nice man. And basically what this guy said was, listen, do yourself a favor. Don't cut him out entirely. Give him a minimal percentage, because then he can't say that he didn't get nothing, you know?
Right.
So he's getting more than she wanted him to have anyway. And until the day, up until she lost the ability to speak, she hated the fact that he was getting anything.
Right. And
you know,
see,
but she dealt with it anyways because it was going to make it easier on us later. And honestly, that's what's going to protect us now. So Nanny did the right thing, you know, by listening to the attorney and doing it the way that she did. It's just, it's what I feel terrible for is Lisa's mom, you know, because a lot of this stuff is beyond her scope. You know, I worked with attorneys for many years, so I'm able to kind of translate into layman's terms for her a little bit easier than her just trying to understand these things herself, you know, and she's dealing with insurance companies and she doesn't understand how the insurance works and things like that. So I've been kind of holding her hand through a lot of these things and, you know, it's taxing, you know, trying to explain it. But she's just so overwhelmed by everything that, you know, it's not fair. Like, you know, she just wants this to be done. She just, you know, she never ever anticipated that it was going to even take this long, you know, and now this is just another headache. This is just another bump in the road. And she was like, here I am thinking that, you know, we're home free. We, you know, we got the stuff to the bank. We got this, we got that. The checks are starting, you know, to come in, you know, we're waiting, you know, but things are happening in a positive direction. And then all of a sudden this guy's coming and knocking at the door with, you know, with his hand out, cursing out the attorney.
And the wheelbarrow for the money.
Yeah, exactly. Cursing out the attorney, like literally, like, you know, his wife was on the phone and the paralegal that she cursed out thought that she may have been even drunk, you know, and basically, you know, the attorney's, you know, she's, you know, we didn't get this, you bitch, you know, like this is how they're speaking to attorneys that are handling these things, you know, over paperwork that he was sent, that they have a certification for that he signed, but they're saying that they didn't get it. So, you know, it's just, you know, the lies and the fact that he's doing it, I think, just to be difficult, just to make it harder on his sister. And, you know, she's upset by it. And it's hard to see her go through that because it was hard enough for her to take care of her mom towards the end. It was hard enough for her to manage everything, you know. A lot of this is beyond what she was, you know, capable of doing, you know. And she did it anyway. And she somehow found her way. And, you know, she learned the hard way on a lot of things. And it's just, it's sad that it's come down to this again. And we thought we were home free, and we were not home free because, you know, this, here he is months later. She passed in April. So we got May, June, July, August, September, October. So 6 months later, now he's hemming and hawing about money. Still,
yep,
to this day, has never contacted Lucille. Hey, why don't you tell me mommy died?
Wow.
He didn't care if she was alive.
Son.
Exactly. And that's what's sad about it. And it hurt Nanny to the very end. I mean, I remember before Nanny moved, you know, Lisa and I had, before we got crazy with the union, when we were working different jobs, you know, and Nanny was by herself. And this was after her husband of 68 years passed. First time the woman was by herself. She moved from her father's house into her husband's house, you know, and they were married for 68 years. And at 92, she was by herself for the first time. And, you know, me and Lisa would try to go over there and try to take her out, you know, to the store or Stop and Shop or whatever, take her out to lunch and things like that. And I'll never forget how many times we dropped in. Hey, you know, we're going to go to lunch. You want to go to lunch? Oh, no, I can't, because Joseph said he might stop by. And then he would never show up and he would never call. And she sat there all weekend waiting for him to show up. And without a word, he just said, oh, yeah, maybe I'll swing by, Ma. And nothing.
Right. Well, the North,
you know,
and tell us what we want to hear.
Yeah.
And then they do what they want.
Yep. You know, and to see a 92-year-old woman, you know, I mean, and Nanny was the kind of person, like she would sit by the door in her walker and just look out the screen waiting for you. If you said you were going to be there at 1 o'clock, you pulled up at 1:05. She was sitting at that door waiting for you with a coat on. You know, I mean, and she probably had been there for about 15 minutes before you even got there anyway, you know, and she would just sit there and wait for him, you know, and it was just sad because here she is, 92 and alone for the first time. Had to be introduced to her grandmother at her husband, to her granddaughter at her husband's funeral because she had never met her. And
wow.
This is the guy that's knocking at the door now. It was sad to see when she was alive, and it's even sadder now because this guy, it just goes to show you what a piece of shit this guy is.
Yep, and that's the truth. Now, we do have a lot of listeners that are pressing
we
one.
We do.
So if you want to talk
yeah,
to
look at that.
Me, one, I think we'll go to Amanda first, and then you could screen.
Yes,
some
absolutely.
Other people.
I will jump into
you
the
know
chat
her number?
Room. Yes, I do. All right.
Because I think she has some good news about all kinds
Ooh.
Of things.
Oh, well, you'll have to recap me on that later because I'm going into the chat room. Hello, Amanda. You are on the air.
Amanda Fest, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
There she
Hello,
is.
Hello, Amanda Fest, are you there? Okay,
it was turning.
It went down for a second. I heard nothing. I was like, oh, my God, did I just get disconnected?
No,
okay.
You know what? Your mic was still spinning all that time, and then finally you popped on through.
Oh, my God.
So, Amanda, what's happening in your life? I know a little bit, but why don't you share with our listeners?
I know. Oh, my God. So I finally had passed my flight instructor exam a little over a week ago, I would say. And so I'm officially a flight instructor, and life is just great. Life is
okay,
honestly
so
amazing.
Are you going to stay with your other job too?
Yeah, I'm going to be sitting with Southwest. Yeah, actually, so I actually just came off probation yesterday. So I'm officially with the company 6 months. I'm off probation. And so I'm going to be staying with Southwest, and then I'm just going to teach on the side.
Okay, good. Good. So this
yeah.
is exciting news. You must be thrilled.
You know, it's funny because, like, it doesn't even feel real. Like, you know, it's funny because, like, my dreams when I went to sleep were usually better than what my reality was. And now it seems like my reality is actually better than what my dreams are.
Wow.
So it's crazy. Yeah, it's my life is just like, it just got, the moment that I knew that I passed that test, my life just instantly just became like, I don't know, there's just no words for it. I'm living such a sweet life right now.
Well, and
I'm
remember that people that don't know who Amanda is, she's to be afraid to fly, and now she's a pilot. And she's manifested this. Right? And so, you know, what she's trying to say, you could reinvent yourself. You can, if you're not happy with your current career, try something new. Because you might find that life becomes like dreamlike and great, as opposed to living a nightmarish life doing jobs you can't stand.
Yeah.
So that was really important that you actually, you know, did all of this. Now, is there something you needed some guidance on?
I think for the first time, I don't. I just kind of wanted to call in and just kind of let you know what was going on. I'm super duper happy. I'm super duper happy, like, where I am in life right now. Life in the house obviously is, you know, we know that my mom could be a little difficult, but honestly, it's, yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say. I'm super duper happy. And, you know, the best part is not even asking about love. I used to ask about love all the time. And honestly, like, it's not even in my mind right now.
Right, because it'll happen when it happens. And you're meeting all new people and expanding your world. So it's just going to happen. And remember, 2023 is the year of the dream catcher. So it's not, so it's amazing that you got all this in the year of the dream catcher now. You've gotten your ability to be a flight instructor. So a lot of things, and your birthday's in August, correct? So you are only in the beginning of your dream catcher year. So I can't wait to see what else manifests in your year for you.
Oh, yeah, me too. I mean, like right now, I'm super happy. I'm just super happy where I am at. I'm super happy going to work with Southwest. And you know, I'm just not like, I'm not in a rush to be like, oh my God, I need to like get to the next level. Oh my God, like I just need to get out. Like, I love going to work. I love who I work with. You know, and then just this thing that I do on the side, I teach how to, you know, I teach other people how to fly airplanes now. And, you know, I basically fly for free, and I get all the flight hours, you know, and my goal is honestly to, you know, hopefully this time next year, I'll be preparing for my, you know, my big airline job.
Right.
That's really my goal. You know, if it doesn't happen exactly in a year from now, I'm not going to be too upset about it if it takes a little bit longer. But you know, it's just for the first time I can actually see the light at the end of the tunnel, I guess. You know, I just thought I would never get to that level where I would be finally like flying jets. And now that I kind of acquired this, you know, this certification to teach people, it's just kind of like, I can actually, like, see it now.
Wow. And that's the whole point. And remember, there's a lot of hard work, a lot of courage, a lot of taking a calculated risk to do this.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, anyone who's not happy with your career, think about what your dream job may look like and, you know, and go after it. And don't be afraid. Try.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
and everything looks good in your cards. There's no obstacles to overcome. Everything looks really good, so I'm not worried about you. But I'm glad you shared that because, you know, people want to hear how people manifest things, and you manifest it by having a dream, and then following the steps to make that manifest. Like, it's hard work too. It's
hard
it
work.
Was,
it doesn't come.
It's so worth it. It's so worth it, though. The hard work, like, that was a year and a half worth of, you know, work trying to get that flight instructor certification. And, like, just the moment that I knew that I passed and, like, you know, I was handed my, you know, my temporary, like, certificate, because I'm going to get a little plastic card in the mail. But, like, the minute that I was handed that, it was like, oh, my God, all this work that I just did, all the effort that I put in, you know, all the times that you told me, like, hey, you need to study. You used to tell me that all the time. And I always have you in the back of my brain telling me, hey, you need to study. You need to do this. You need to do that. And now I just kind of do it. And, you know, it's obviously paying off. And, you know, I'm just super happy right now.
Now, and again, you did hear me say, like, when people say to me as a psychic, am I going to pass my law boards? Am I going to pass this? I go, yeah, if you study, you know, if you don't study,
yeah,
you're not passing it. So don't ask me
no.
to tell you you're going to pass it so then you don't think you have to study. You know, it's really important. You have to do your studying.
Yeah.
You know, and people
and
don't understand it.
I studied
you know
a
what?
Lot.
Of course you
yeah.
had to, because, you know, it was a lot of hard work. So, you know, sometimes people think, well, I'm not good at it because I had to study so much. Yeah, well, that's, you know, what you got to do. So I'm glad you put out the fact that you did study, because that's what helped make it manifest. And that, you know, you listened when I said, yeah, Mandy, you got to study. Okay, like, no joke
yeah.
here. You know,
yeah.
it's not a joke. Wow. Now, I'm so glad you called in, and we're going to try to get a few other callers tonight. Good luck to you, and keep us posted. We're so excited for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Love you, darling. Bye, Amanda
so
Fest.
Much.
Bye.
That's right. Bye, Nicole.
Amanda
bye,
Fest.
Cindy.
Bye, sweetheart.
Bye.
Now, it's interesting because she did mention that she had to study. Okay?
Yep.
Like, people don't understand. It's a lot of hard work. I know I posted something on Facebook that Thomas Edison said. It's like, you know, genius is, you know, 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. Okay? So
yep.
hard work. You know, so don't get discouraged if it feels like there's a lot of hard work being done on your way to manifesting. Because,
yep.
you know, you don't just sit there and manifest. You have to sit there
no.
and follow the steps and do the hard work, too.
Yep,
so
absolutely.
So we... do you have Pia, and she is where?
Okay, so Pia is in Michigan, and she called us once before, Cindy, about 6 months ago. And basically, she wants to know if there's any new relationships coming her way. Right now, she's in a very, very complicated situation, and she kind of knows that it's over already, but, you know, she just wants to know, like, what is on the horizon? You know, what are the cards saying? What are you seeing? And she did pay you a wonderful compliment, because when I asked her if she had ever called into our show before, and she told me, and I said, are you familiar with Cindy? She gave you a beautiful compliment, and she said that you are one of the best on Blog Talk that she has ever heard. So congrats
aww,
to you, Cindy. You're doing a wonderful
you.
Job here. And we're going to speak to Pia and hear about her complicated story.
Okay,
hello, Pia.
Okay.
You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, Cindy.
Hi, Pia. Well, thank you for calling in again. And now, complicated. Now, how long has this relationship been in play, the one we're talking about?
Well, for the first time... separation for two, and then now back for the last three, but it's...
So we're like five or...
Yeah,
okay.
I would say probably six total.
Okay, because remember, relationships work in five-year cycles. So at the five-year mark becomes the fix it or leave it. Most people go a little bit longer half the time because they just can't seem to pull the plug on it. But remember, we're 2023 is one of the most unique years. It's a year of the dream catcher. It's the year of the soulmate, and it's the year of any relationships not serving our higher good coming to an end. So, like, you know, when is your birthday? What month?
September.
Okay, so you got two kinds of years here, because technically 2023 ends in, you know, the end of December, but since your birthday is in September, your 2023 goes from September to September. So you know, Spirit would kind of like you to wind up the last one probably in the next few months and not drag it on, because in dragging it on, because also it's not only that year of ending any relationship, it's the year of the soulmate and the dream catcher. So if you drag this relationship out to your next birthday, which it technically could, that means you're not taking advantage of the dream catcher year or the soulmate year, because this relationship's going to end whether it's before January or you're going to keep going till next September. So, you know, the reason your spirit guides wanted you to get a reading now is let's take advantage of this wonderful year that you have ahead of you. Now, can you end this without drama and trauma? You don't have to hate this person to leave them. You realize that, don't
no.
you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it will definitely end on a good note. It won't. Yeah, we're more friends than we are anything else.
Okay. And so at this point, try to end it if you could before January, because you have another soulmate being brought into alignment with you. So if you're still staying with him another 6 months, you might miss this other person, you know, and
okay. You
don't want that to happen, do you?
No. That's been my issue, is like, how can I find the person I'm supposed to be with when I'm still entangled with this person I know I'm not supposed to be with?
And it's also a little more complicated in some ways, because most women won't leave a man or another person until they have someone else. It's in our collective thinking not to stand on our own two feet. So God would actually like you to leave this without there being someone else there. Okay? And that, because if it looks like you're going to drag this on and somehow this is going on into March, let's throw a number out there, March, April, Spirit may bring you what's called a transition soulmate. It's not the knight in shining armor. There's no knight in shining armor going to rescue us, okay? It's usually a person that just, it's like kind of gets us out of one relationship that we get in another, and that person has more of the traits of the last one, and we have to leave that person. I don't want you to have a transition soulmate brought in here. I'd like you to stand on your own two feet for a few months, emotionally, psychologically, financially, and spiritually, so they could bring you the soulmate that you're meant to be with. So I know it's a lot to throw at you, but you're a very old soul, and I think a lot of what I'm seeing, you're getting hits from on high already. Is some of this resonating, like you kind of thought this, heard it somewhere already?
Yes, and you're like, numerous people have told me I'm an old soul, and I feel like I am too. I'm very traditional in that sense also.
Right, and remember, women have been brainwashed to believe being with someone, any man or any person is better than standing on their own two feet. Okay, so it's so little, it's not even a personal fear to you. I mean, you're fine to walk away. It's our collective unconscious that really makes us stay longer than we should. And because you're an old soul, as you overcome the thinking any person is better than no person, you know, you help all women change that consciousness. So as an old soul, you're being asked to kind of help with this herd immunity. It's kind of like the herd immunity. You get immunity and everyone starts getting it. You have to be the kind of the woman that does this. Do you know what you're looking for in a relationship? Could you, in the year of the dream catcher, can we throw out into the universe? Because I want to hear how you're wording it to make sure you're wording kind of correctly what you're looking for.
Basically, what I'm looking for is, number one, trust, a very trustworthy person, kind heart. I'm a firm believer in paying it forward and helping, the next person who's down. I want someone that is on that, along those same lines and that line of thinking with me. Just the kind and the looks don't even matter to me. It has nothing to do with it. It's just the inside. So I'm just looking for someone that's willing to accept me for who I am and love me for who I am and not try
to change.
Okay, and
that's interesting. You said it all positively, okay? Like, you didn't say, I don't want a drunk. You can't say that. You have to say someone sober. You worded it all properly. And I like the way you said someone who loves you for you, that you don't want to be anyone else than who you are. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I love the way you said, I'm not stating the looks, because I tell people, like, especially as people get older, how's your type work for you? Not usually very good, and saying what someone's looks, it kind of tells the universe you don't want a soulmate. And it's not, soulmates have such strong sexual chemistry. It has nothing to do with the looks. It has to do with the alchemy of the two souls together. So, yes, you're going to have a very strong body connection with this person. But putting physical traits down is like you're in junior high school. You know what I mean?
It's exactly.
Yes. I love when people say, they're 6 years old. Well, I want him to have hair and I want him to be cute. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you're limiting yourself to at least 20% of the male population at that point because he has hair. Do you know what I mean? Like, and it just, I can't even believe it. And be cute. What are you, 12?
Yeah, exactly.
So you said it exactly the way the universe would want you to say it, of course you'll be attracted to the person because that goes without saying. But he may not be, or she may not be what someone's looking for at the first glance, okay? But then you talk to them, and suddenly there's this great chemistry. So with the person you're with now, what's stopping you from ending this?
It's kind of, we're kind of just helping each other out at this moment in time in life. I've been through quite a bit with couple stage four cancers that I fought and won, and then I lost everything through that, and then now the last couple of years I'm just trying to get back up on my own 2 feet again and stand firm, and he's been there helping me through this, and I'm also there for him because he also has cancer. So it's kind of like we're just two people helping each other out right now, kind of.
Okay. And now cancer has a lot of elements of anger, stuffing down anger. Did you get the message from cancer? You're not stuffing down anger anymore? Are you going to say what you need, mean what you say, don't be mean about it, but speak up?
I that's exactly what this last year I come into my own. I found my voice and I am not afraid to use it anymore.
Thank
so
you. And you won't get cancer ever again. You won't get cancer again. Okay. It's cancer is stress, and cancer is stuffing down anger. We were never taught righteous anger, ever, and we should have been taught it in kindergarten, which is, just the facts. I like you, but you're doing A, B, C, D, and it's not acceptable. We have to learn how to, old souls shut up a lot. We're like people pleasers, okay? So we shut up, and then we blow up like a lunatic, and everybody thinks we're nuts, okay? And then we feel terrible about that, and we're beating ourselves up over that then further makes us sick. Okay, so I'm not saying, anger is a very valid emotion, but how we express it, if we express it through screaming and yelling, that makes us sick too, okay? That's not a good way. And really, people don't realize that our spirit guides can't help us if we're screaming and yelling. It's a vibration they cannot hear. It is block it out, they walk away. If we say it with righteous anger, just the facts, they hear us and they help. So when we shut up all along, spirit can't help us because it's free will. You're not asking for help. You're shutting up. Then we blow up and they don't hear it and we don't get help. So when we finally learn to speak our truth is when the universe could help. So when you end it with this man, you're going to, say, thank you for all your help. You've been very good. But it's time to move on. It's going to be hard for you. Like, are you living together right now with him? Do you live with this man? Hello, are you there? Did I lose you?
I'm here, sorry.
Okay.
Are you
living with him?
Yeah, we just had a house fire and lost everything, so right now they have us in a hotel, so we're kind of getting through that. That's another big thing, but yeah, we are.
Okay, now think about this. There was a house fire. You don't have that house anymore. Like, if we don't leave something when we should, that is a funny way of nuking our house in a hurricane or something, okay? Now you have to go. You can go separately, can't you, at this point?
Yes.
Could you go live on your own?
Not at this point in time, but I'm working on getting there again. But yeah, and right now there's no way I could do it.
Okay, so let's just throw out into the dream catcher. You want to be able to, like a year from now, you know, by your next birthday, be able to stand on your own 2 feet and, you know, live on your own, because that would help a lot.
Yeah.
And right now, I would just not get myself upset about the situation in any way, but just know that it's time to move on from it. And, you know, there's good changes in here. Are you able to work now, or are you on disability at this point?
No, I am working. I'm working part-time, searching for a full-time position. But, yeah, I have been working for the last 2 years.
Okay, good, because I got the Ace of Pentacles, which is getting a new job. That's the first thing we want to throw into your dream catcher. Before love, we want
yes.
to throw in that you get a good full-time job. Because
yes.
from there, you'll meet new people. Maybe you'll meet the guy there or, meet new friends, and you'll be able to be more financially independent. So the first thing we kind of need in your dream catcher is a good job for you. And, you know,
yes.
getting the Ace of Pentacles is a really good sign on that. Nothing is bad in your cards. You know, everything looks actually good. In terms of your health, it looks much better now. I think you've learned the lessons. You also have to stop beating yourself over the head for in the past being a fixer, picking the wrong people you thought you could fix, and they ended up being a disaster. Have you forgiven yourself
yeah.
yet?
No. I am beating myself up every single day, all day long. I'm working on
well,
it.
Well, we're
going to
not
I just
do that. Because that's what's also part of it is, makes us sick, okay? So what it is you were old soul. You couldn't have learned some of the lessons until you learned them now. You know, old souls are back on earth because they're the fixers. I mean, they insult God, they insult Jesus. If Jesus could fix people, I think the man would have fixed them and saved himself a crucifixion. The message we should have gotten out of Jesus' death is there are people you're just not fixing. Okay, so,
you know,
are you done with unfixable human beings, manipulative, judgmental, not accountable people?
Absolutely. I've gotten a lot of people that are weighing me down. This past year, I've cleaned house.
Thank you, and that's the
Thank
year.
You.
Remember, if you were listening to the show earlier, this is the year, 2023. Any relationships not serving our higher good, friendship, work, family, out the door, okay? Enough
yep.
is enough. So doing that, and you got the Tower card, which shows me you did throw out people. Just get rid of them. They're not serving our higher good. They're weighing us down. And we have to stop punishing ourselves for not seeing that. Old souls are on earth because they see the good in everybody and they bring out the best in them. We give them the benefit of the doubt. We don't trust our gut. Something's not right. Those traits are very organized religion traits, but they're not godlike. God wants us to see people for who they are, good, bad, and ugly. And when you started to see it, you got cancer, because we'd rather sometimes die than see, not everybody on this planet is good. Not everybody's
yeah.
going to learn something. It's painful. But we've got to stop punishing ourselves. 7 out of 10 people will learn very little in this lifetime. That's why there's reincarnation. We don't take it personally. We're not changing them. We're not fixing them. And you couldn't have learned it until you probably approached close to 50. How old are you now?
55.
Okay, so you couldn't have learned it until you got closer to 50. Okay. And there's no way, because you're such an old soul. These blinders, this need to fix people, not holding people accountable. For an old soul who's had a lot of lifetimes, you can't see it until you're 50. Around 55 to 60, but when you see with 60, you won't take crap from anybody no matter what. You're over your crap meter, okay? But so stop punishing yourself for things you couldn't have done any differently until you hit 50. It was impossible. Okay, it has nothing to do
okay.
with intelligence. You could be extremely bright, but those rose-colored glasses and blinders on and seeing the good and thinking you could fix people is what has made people's life hell. And,
yeah.
you know, And basically forgiving yourself for things that you needed to learn. And God promises old souls the second half of their life will be lessons learned through peace, love, and joy. There's only so many lessons in suffering. Okay, there's perseverance,
so.
Endurance, patience. You've learned those. And the greatest love affairs happen to women 50, 60, 70, and 80, and 90 and 100, because it took 50 years for them to learn why you can't fix people. So at this point,
right.
I want you to do the real step of forgiveness. We forgive everyone too easily and too often. We do not forgive ourselves. I need you to work this week on forgiving yourself. Okay, so that will set you free from a lot of guilt and, you know, beating yourself up. And we can't keep looking back and think, if only I did this, if only I had done that. It's over. Okay, you've learned the lessons from it. Let's move forward and not dwell on what we could have, should have, would have done. I mean, we have to do that until we learn our lessons. Once we've learned our karmic lessons, move forward and embrace your new life, because you have very, very good cards here. There's nothing bad in your cards. It's like getting that job is like it's the most important thing. And I know that you're not going to abandon this man who's helped you. So maybe you'll stay, you know, with him and save some money and do what you need to do and then move on a year from now. You'll do it karmically correct, okay? But there's a point where we can't be martyrs and you can't sacrifice your life for this man. You have to, you know, pray to do what's best for everyone, including yourself. We don't get brownie points for being a martyr and for enabling
right.
people and crap taking, okay? Those are not what God wants us to do. So, you know, I think I gave you a lot to think about. Call in again in the near future and let us know how you're feeling, how the self-forgiveness is working, because your life isn't going to really change until you forgive yourself.
Yeah,
so,
that's the hardest part. I've been working on it for years, and I just can't seem to let go of it.
And that's
what
I'm giving you permission to let go of it, okay? To let go. A lot of what I said is going to go into your subconscious mind and clear some of it. Your spirit guides were tweaking your chakra system, which is your energy body. A lot of unearned guilt that you have and, you know, punishing yourself will be lifted and removed from you. So you should feel better in a week or two. And just love yourself the way you would love your daughter or a friend. You would certainly tell that person to stop beating themselves up, wouldn't you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, good luck to you. And I'm going to try to get another caller tonight.
Thank you so much.
And you're so welcome and call in again. We're here for you. That's why we're here Thursday nights.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Okay. Nicole.
Yes.
Stacy. Okie dokie.
Yes.
Now, has Stacy ever called in before?
Yes. We've talked to Stacy many a time, Cindy. And last time we spoke to her, you know, she was contemplating this move and everything else. And now she's getting to a point where she's ready to take this plunge. She cannot, be where she's at anymore. And they're going to give her a good, you know, some time to find a spot, even though she hasn't found one, you know, even though she hasn't found one yet. And she just needs to know from you, Cindy, what her cards say about what a good time frame is for her to give notice and say that she is going to be gone. So here we go out to Stacy. Hello, Stacy, you're on the air.
Thank you. Hi, Cindy, how are you?
Hi, Stacy. Well, the first card I picked was the Tower card, but it's facing a little into the future. The Tower card's a move, and it's a relatively quick move, except when it's facing a little bit away from me, it may be a month or two down the line. It's like not tomorrow, but it's quick and fast.
Okay.
Now, where do you want to be moving in the same area you are, or is this a big move?
I would love to go to New Jersey. That's my goal.
Okay. So, and where are you living now, New York?
Yeah, downtown Brooklyn. At first, I was going to just do a quick move and rent a room, but I'm, like, tired, you know.
Because you don't want two moves. Do you want two moves?
Because that's a lot. You know, going to a room and then another move is a lot.
Yeah. So I just rather go to the apartment that I want. Yes.
Right. And, you know, and now, are you looking like regularly every day for this?
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking every day, and I'm actually going to start going into that area starting tomorrow. I was going to go today, but I had too much to do. But starting on tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, I'll be going into the area.
Right. And I would say look, see, and be pretty – be very definite on what you want now, because remember – you were giving Spirit a little bit of mixed messages. You were saying you wanted to move, but you just wanted a room, okay? And Spirit didn't really want you to just live in a room, okay? So they kind of were ignoring that request on your part. You know?
Good.
You know,
I don't want to do that. That was going to be like a quick move. Yeah.
But remember, a quick move is not really quick because it's a move, okay? So you really would want to get – now, remember, this is the year of the dream catcher. When is your birthday?
August 12th.
Okay, so you're pretty in the beginning of yours, too. So it's a good time. You probably couldn't have moved before now anyway, okay, because it goes from August 12th to August 12th. So you're really in the beginning of this wonderful dream catcher year. So let's throw into the dream catcher, excuse me, because Spirit hears you. What are you looking for in an apartment?
I'm looking for a condo. I'm just looking for a two-bedroom apartment. A condo, but
okay.
A two-bedroom, but yeah. So
and
when I
had to find a place to live after I got divorced, I said to the universe how much I wanted to pay, and I said I wanted it to have large rooms and air conditioning and a dishwasher. And my joke was a walk in the woods and a lake. Now, it took me 3 months living there to realize there was a walk through the woods and a lake, by the way. So it had everything. But I was very specific. Be a little more specific. Like, what do you want?
Okay, two bedrooms, two bathrooms. Where I would like to move to is not too far from the water. You know, I can take the ferry to work, or I can take the bus to work, or I can take the train to work.
Okie doke. So that's good. So now you're going to go with an attitude when you're looking that you're finding. Now, do you look online at all and see what's listed?
Yes. Yeah, I'm looking online. I'm also looking, for example, in the newspapers in that area, for that particular area. I'm looking in the newspapers. I'm looking online. Online, I can pay the rent online, but I'm figuring that I can probably pay lesser. For example, if, you know, I think I can pay. My goal is to pay a little bit lesser than what they're offering.
Okay, so keep looking.
I might
want to
talk them down.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I think you could talk them down a little, but condos are, you know, usually owned by, you know, some management firms. You want to rent a condo or do you want to buy it?
Option to buy it.
Okay. Because, you know, a lot of times you might be renting from someone who owns it themselves, and, you know, that person you might be able to negotiate a little bit with more than, like, a management company. They're not very good at, you know, so put it out that, you know, you want to be able to deal with a person who owns it and with that option to buy, which is important. So, you know, it looks like you should find something pretty quickly. And how much notice are you supposed to give your place that you're living now?
Well, we go to court on November 1st. So I just have to let them know that I have found a place, even though I haven't. You know, I'm just going to let them know that I found a place and I just needed time to move out. That's all. And I was going to tell them that I wanted to be, you know, I was going to let them know that I'd be moving out by the middle of January.
Okay, good.
That gives me sufficient time to find either February.
And it looks really good if you just keep looking really hard. And it's going to have to be your number one goal right now.
that you're
okay.
you're going to find this place. Okay, it can't be sort of half-assed, like, oh, I'm looking today, but then I'll look for another month. You know,
okay.
you want to kind
All
of
right.
look really regularly, really hard. Do you have, like, in your mind, you have the price that you want to pay? That's realistic.
Yeah. Yes, I see a realistic price. I wouldn't mind. I mean, I'm saying no more than $2,000, maybe $2,200, $2,300. I can talk them down a little bit.
Okay, and you know, again, keep looking, keep it, you know, figure in your mind, and you know, I'm not worried about you because it does show up like. Once you start being pretty active in it, you probably should find something relatively quickly, you know. And
okay,
you're a little
want,
more
yeah.
sure what you wanted. The only reason it didn't work out for you is because Spirit did not want you to just go to a room, renting a room, okay? It just...
Oh, okay,
it,
yes.
Okay, it would be too big an extreme downsize and not great. Might have been a little depressing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So
okay.
now that you're a little bit more specific with what you want, let it manifest. You know, you have a lot of good cards showing here, and you know, it's nice. It's a nice move. There's meeting new friends, new people. So I would really opt to, like, go full force ahead with this.
Okay.
And, you know, right. and call and let us know. And, again, I like the idea that you said, I want to take the train, the ferry, the, you know, a bus. You want to... be close to where it's, you know, transportation. That's important too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And again, sometimes that costs a little more to be closer to those. So, you know,
okay.
that's also something, you know. Now, you want 2 bedrooms and 2 baths. Do you have someone else that lives with you?
No, I just wanted something more spacier.
Okay, because you may be out, you know, you might be hard to get that for the price range you're asking. So it's not
mm-hmm.
impossible, but if you see something that's spacey, it's a spacey 1 bedroom, but it's like a big bedroom, big size, you know, you might go with that too. Just be a little bit,
okay.
you know, maybe take a look at some of the 1 bedrooms, because if it's a big 1 bedroom, that may be
okay.
good rather than 2 smaller bedrooms, because a lot of times in apartments, people don't realize a 2-bedroom is just actually the same as a 1-bedroom half the time. They just divide the bedroom, you know. So you're actually paying for the same
okay.
space.
Ah.
You know, you're paying for the same actual space. Okay, so.
Oh, but it's a 2-bedroom. Okay, but it's really a 1-bedroom.
So sometimes take
huge.
A look at a 1-bedroom that might have, like, a really big bedroom, because that would could be, you could put your office in there and other things, too. You know, so
okay.
Be a little flexible. But anyway, we're at the end of our show, so we're going to have to wind things down.
Thank
so
you.
Good
I
luck to you.
Thank
calling again,
you.
Cece. Good luck.
I will. I will, Cindy. I will be doing a private reading with you, okay?
Okay, that will be great. Okay, bye.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, Nicole, so what did we learn today? You know, sometimes Natasha writes me all the lessons she learns. In it, and sometimes it's like, no, it's amazing, because sometimes it's like 40
Natasha.
Lessons.
Natasha
I mean,
is
which
wonderful.
Tells me, which, you know, sometimes when do we teach anybody anything? Do they learn? And so she'll,
yeah.
you know, tell us what she has learned. I think
yep.
basically a lot of tonight was trusting your gut and
yep.
and working at seeing people for who they are, not always taking it personally.
Oh,
because
completely.
That's what makes us sick, okay?
Yeah.
And if you want to manifest, be specific and
mm-hmm.
clear, and
mm-hmm.
also you put in the homework, right? Like,
yep.
And that's what I was telling our last caller. She has to go do the legwork to find a place. A lot of
yeah,
looking.
Absolutely.
You know, you just
listen. Nothing. Nothing is just going to fall out of the sky. You know, you always have to do, you know, work for it. It's, you know, I mean, look at you, Cindy. You've written, you know, how many plays and how many books, and nothing that you have written ever just flowed out of you in one shot or one or two shots,
nope.
and you're like, okay, I'm done. Next. No, it was an arduous task
And, you know, it was a revision and it was channeling and it was more revision. It was more channeling and it was a difficult process. And at the end, it was worth it because you did all of that legwork, you know. And, you know, it, the same happens, you know, with everybody, you know, Amanda Fest having to study and things like that and having to apply herself, you know, Stacey looking for the apartment. You know, this is a common thing. Nothing is just going to happen because you want it. You know, something is going to happen when you make it happen.
Right, exactly. And a lot of it is just doing the plain old hard work. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, so with that in mind, let's see what we can manifest this to our ideas, our thoughts, and some hard work.
Yep.
Good night, everybody. We'll see everybody next week. Enjoy your week. And enjoy the beautiful weather that we're having in New York, if you happen to be in New York, because it really is beautiful weather. Get out there a little bit. Enjoy. Bye for now. Bye, everybody.